Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone,
R&R Construction.
Hi, Alma. It's Honey.
Hi, Miss Honey. How are you doing?
Hi, I am good. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm okay.
Continue. Yes, I'm sorry. Missing your call. I was on lunch.
That's fine. The thing is, I wanted to see what else can we do, because the thing is, he's got, look at that. We're getting nothing but spam calls. Like, just alone today, I've already gotten 4.
What the heck? 4 spam calls for today?
Yeah. So when y'all send that automated machine and tell me, oh, you've gotten so many leads today, all those leads are spam.
I see. I'm so sorry about that. Actually, that will be normal, Alma, because we are really, like, boosting your visibility at the moment, so you are getting more online presence. Let's see here. But usually, majority of these spam calls are actually being filtered already. So there will be some that will push through, but this, it's not going to be very much compared to if we don't have the call tracking. So let me check on your leads here.
And then I need to know what's going on, like, is about his leads and stuff, because he, like, he's saying right now that he hasn't gotten work from y'all in a minute, and it is not good. Okay.
Let's go ahead and check on your leads there's today. You were able to schedule one. Let's see.
No, that's an old one.
That's an old
one. Michael, that's an old one.
Okay.
And that is just down.
There's another one for 1646. Oh, you were able to call this back already.
That's a spam call. The 164 is a spam call. The one that's from San Antonio is a spam call. The Notre Dame from Florida is a spam call. The Three Shop Hair, the Brian Hair, Dell Green, those are old calls. All of those, if you look at them, they're only originally on there because I emailed them back. And then the ones that are just this wireless caller is because those are the ones that I to get from other platforms. And then I want to know what's going on with this business card. I want to know what's going on with the blog, the keywords, and when is he going to start getting leads?
Now, for the blogs and keywords, our website team is already working on that. They will be sending a notification once that is done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I've already done it to where I can go online, like, the same way as I'm editing the webpage, I've already seen to where I can put blogs out on myself.
I understand that, Alma. But don't worry, I mean, I have already confirmation from our team, because they are already working on it. I submitted the request on Friday, so hopefully we should be able to get a response from them in the next 2 to 3 days.
Okay. And then, like, what's going on with this card? And look at the barn they took. What's going on with this card? What's going on when he's in, I mean, his leads? I understand y'all say it takes time, and I understand that, but it's been a while already.
Yes, Alma, I understand where you're coming from. For the leads, we are really doing the boosting on your account so that customers can go ahead and see you when they search for the service that you provide. So that was one of the reasons why you're actually getting some of the spam calls, because the competitors are actually seeing your business as well. So they're really trying to win you as well. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, something needs to be done, and y'all need to move and do something, because the fact of it is, he needs leads, he needs work. Like, right now, the reason if he got any jobs is because it's word of mouth. It's not nothing to do with y'all. It's everything, it's been word of mouth.
Yes, Alma. I'm actually monitoring your account closely because I need to make sure that the team is really working on or boosting on your visibility. So we're really hoping as well that it would really attract customers.
Okay, so like I said, I don't want them focusing on anything but the actual Google.
Yes, that's correct.
Because guys, they're focusing everything on the Yelp and on the Facebook. Talking about that, I've got an email. See if I can find it again. I got an email about the Google verification thing.
Oh, is this regard that when we are already creating the Google Ads campaign?
Yeah, like I got one saying that everything's verified.
Can you go ahead and read that for me, please?
I'm looking for it again.
Okay, thanks, Alma.
Okay, so verification, it says, we are pleased to inform you that your page or narcissist has been approved and the blue verification badge. That is one. Please visit the verification center to complete your application. When I go in, it don't let me. Then there is another one. Action required or narcissist now eligible for approval. And then... Proof of offer, hello, admission, your verification request for our page, R&R Constructions has been approved. Kindly visit the verification center to complete process.
Let me check out that one.
And then it's telling me to go ahead and verify his Facebook, and I go to try to do all of that for him, and it's not, it doesn't go through. Because I can handle his Facebook. I can handle his Facebook. I can do him on Instagram. I'll do him on Twitter. I'm going to start, now that I'm here, I can start recording him and things like that. I just need y'all to get him leads. And he's not like he's asking now for a lot. He's asking for 3 leads at least a month. Oh, my goodness, Sarita. He's not asking like other companies that they want at least 10 leads a month and they pay this and this and this and that. And he's only asking 2, 3 a month. She's on the PPDs, my brother.
Now, for the Facebook account, I'm for the notes here, you actually have your own page, and you granted as partner access to it. So there is no need. Yes, you're the one who owned the page.
Okay, so why is it that it's not letting me log in?
Let me check who is, because it... Let me see.
You haven't made a Facebook for your partner? I just asked him. He hasn't made no Facebook for the company and nothing like that, but he has a Facebook.
Let's see. Just as for the notes here, it shows... You have your own page, and we were added as admin. Let me double check.
Because as far as I know, and I was talking to, when I first started doing it before I started talking to you, I was told that y'all were the ones that activated his Facebook, his Yelp, his Google, Alexa, and Google Home, and all of that.
No me justifique.
Se está arrastrando el lujo. Muy mal. What is the point? And there'll be a lot of these people have one of those little sticky parts. Like, in, I don't know what else to say because he's in the truck. I came to work with him and he's in the truck with me and I don't want him to yell like I do.
Ah, she's a hateful player. Yes, Alma, I went ahead and dig further on the notes here. It is showing that we were added to the Facebook page. This was back on May 20.
Huh. It doesn't say who y'all spoke to, nothing like that, because he says he's never made an account with Facebook for Arnor.
Let me see. It was actually done, let's see, May 20.
Of what year? This year?
The account, last year. The account was actually, like, your account, this account was made on May 19.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost the same day that this account was actually created. So if this is the notes, what happens is that there is already an existing page that the client owns, and then they provided us admin access to it.
So it does, but like it says, does it say who made the account, who y'all spoke to? Because if they added y'all.
It was this, let me see who the account spoke for. Let me try to check if I can find that.
That one is this. Left. Are you good enough? Two, five, six, seven.
I think it would be your dad's. Yeah, because she's the one who set up the account, right? Let me just check. Profile, Facebook.
Sorry, that's mine. That's me, Daddy.
Remember.
Hold on a second. 2, 5, 6, 7, 3, 8, 1300. That's what it looks like. On the bottom bar. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, you can record your.
Who was it that you said you spoke to?
It's available.
Hello. Honey?
Oh, Alma?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sorry,
okay,
I thought you were speaking.
No. So who was it that you said you spoke to?
The account was actually the Facebook access was given on the time that account was also created. So
okay.
It could be, because if I could recall, you mentioned that the person who actually set up the account was,
yes, ma'am.
It was Anna. So I think
okay.
that was. Yeah, because the time we were added is also the time that the account was created.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So since you are just admins, so how do I go about so I can activate his account and I can still vote? Because I don't want him to have two pages or two, three websites, two, three Facebooks, and it doesn't look good for the company.
Absolutely, you're right. Can you go ahead and text me your personal Facebook account URL? I'll go ahead and request our team to add you as admin, and then you will have access to it. Now, for example, just in case in the future you decide to cancel, we will remove ourselves as admin as well, and then you will have full ownership of the page.
Okay. Okay, so you need my personal one.
Yes, that's correct. So we can send you an admin request.
Okay. Yes, because I'm writing it down. Okay, and then what else do we need for that? So that's it?
Yes, only the link to your Facebook personal account.
Okay.
So we can send you an admin request.
Okay, I can do that. So as we get to the house, and then what's going on
for
with the? Go ahead.
Yes, and for the Google Verified, let me just check here if they actually actually. But even if they actually granted already or approved the listing or the Google Verified campaign, we actually started the Google Ads, so it is already in the process of making.
Okay. And how long is that going to take?
Usually it takes maximum of 5 days, business days.
And that started when?
Let me see. I sent in the request last Friday. They started it today.
Okay, so we should know something by the end of the week or by Monday.
Yes, that's correct.
And that is what's going to help boost his stuff, his leads and everything.
Yes. So it will give you ad visibility as well. It's almost the same as the Google Verified, but the difference is that this one is a paper click and not paper lead.
Okay, so it's paper. And then you're the ones that have been posting up, like, the reels on his Facebook and on his website?
Yes, for the Facebook, yes, that is correct. Since we manage or we actually have admin access to the page, we are part of our optimization is that, or part of our service is that for the posting that we create on Google, we also post it on your Facebook account.
Okay, because there's only one reel that I have literally. Like I said, I go and I look at his website, I go and I mess with his things at least once, twice a week to go over everything to make sure everything's fine. And when I've seen the Facebook and his page, there's not really videos on there. Like the same way when I go, that you go to his webpage and we have the flip show, you could, they can do that same thing with all his projects, all everything, like make a little flip show with pictures and stuff of him doing his job or having houses and everything like that.
I will follow up with the team on that one. Let me just note the request very quick.
I mean, like, I am already messing with the website, so like I said, please do not touch my website. I will fix that. I will make reels for that. But since right now I'm starting to see my doctors and things, I'm going to get a little behind. So at least to fix the Facebook so he has people and reels on there, because I know that's what most people end up looking at now is seeing the videos. Like, I showed him the other day the video, and he actually had a little giggle. And that's because he's been complaining. And I was, what have they said about his business cards?
For the business cards, Alma, they said that they are unable to go ahead and send the physical copy. So there was actually like a misunderstanding. So I really tried to go ahead and try to dig in deeper on the notes here. So we don't really offer like sending the physical copies.
Okay, so what am I supposed to tell his, mostly his clients are older people. Older people, like even older than him, and half of them, most of them don't mess with the internet. Most of them don't know how to do all that stuff. they tell me themselves, oh, no, my grandkid does it. Like, one guy wanted to pay him in a check or in cash, and I'm like, okay, can you pay him, or can you do Cash App, can you do online, can you Zelle? Mm-hmm. And real quick, a couple of them have already told me I don't know how to do all of that. Some of them still have flip phones. So what am I supposed to tell them? Like, I have not done him no business cards, like physical business cards here where I can go to Office Depot, Home Depot, or something like that and get them done myself, but I had it because I was told that y'all made them. And if it's only digital, what was the whole, what took them, or what was taking them so long to make them? Like, literally his card was done, and they still couldn't come out and send it to me. Mine, I had to do it with AI.
I will try again and see with our team, Alma, if that's something that we really can do. I will go ahead and let them know about this one. But the initial response that I got from them is that they said that you may go ahead and check with the printing shop and have the have it printed, the one that was already created.
I mean, for that, I can take the one that y'all sent me and do the QR code. I can take it in the front and the back and go get them printed. But what the whole point was me not paying for it, because it was what I was told. I was literally told, and I'll look for the recording, that y'all provided that, that it was a part of his membership.
I understand. I will go ahead and reach out to the team again and explain to them that this was what promised to you, and then I will get back to you on that one. Hopefully, I can get an answer by tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. It's just like when they told me that, oh, yes, you can have your own QR code, and he can have his. Mm-hmm. Y'all can, you can be on one side, him on the other. And then they do all of that, and then they tell me, oh, no. So what was the whole point of telling me yes? It's like you're contradicting yourself in that. That doesn't look good.
Absolutely, you're right.
It's like me going to my clients and saying, oh, yeah, I can do plumbing, but I don't know how.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Let me follow up with them, Alma, and then I will get back to you in that. Hopefully, we can go ahead and get a positive response from that.
I mean, if they can at least send a few, they could make at least a couple, and I can take them to go get copied. But with my health and with me seeing the doctors and everything now, it's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know how to do all of that.
All right. Don't worry, Alma. I will relay that to them. I will let them know about the situation that you have.
And hopefully they will be considered. I gave you my word to give you this month and next month, since y'all throwing in every month. But after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. If things don't come out and he doesn't get any leads, I don't know how to tell him that, oh, you know what, we still have local flesh. If it gets down to it and there's no leads by next month, I have to say that I'm going to have to cancel. Yeah, I have to call and cancel. Because I don't know what else to tell him. Because I can't pull it out of my pocket. He gives me money here and there, but I can't say, hey, Dad, give me $250. He's going to be like, what? What do you need it for?
Yes, Alma, that's very understandable.
I gave you my word, and I would last this month and next month, but after that, I don't know, Miss Honey, if there's no leads. Because there's these other pages, these other platforms, they're telling me they don't even need a month, and they can start getting leads.
That's all I understand. Don't worry, we are really, I have seen the team really boosting our presence, and hopefully this will really bring out leads for you, and we have the enough time to go ahead and send them over to you or get your leads.
Like, as soon as possible, please, because I don't know what to tell
you. Yes, Alma.
All right. Well, thank you, and please let me know as soon as possible.
Okay. Thanks, Alma.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.